Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air. Is on the air.
Any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Yeah. Hey, kids. Happy episode 64.
Yeah.
Coming at you from the Kelly Mano Studios, which, might I say, are coming together very nicely.
I agree.
We have doors.
We do. Don't have doorknobs.
No. Apparently, they did not come with the package.
You can't rush these things, though.
Apparently not. Happy Sunday night or Monday morning to you, whenever you're listening. Kelly Mano here with my best friend Hollis, producer Gary. Say hi, guys.
Your hair's turned blue.
I know. Isn't that really weird?
That is kind of weird.
Because when you get your hair done weird colors like this, it fades to different stuff. So right now it's blue, but I'm going to repurple it before the Gwen Stefani concert on Wednesday. And then eventually I'm going to have to go back to brown, because what I've learned with this hair is that, and I may have said this last week, is that it either looks really cute and like fixed, or I'm going to be on People of Walmart. There's like nothing in between. It's high maintenance, right? I mean, if you see somebody with purple hair, like in a Duck Dynasty shirt and no bra and yoga pants at Walmart, you're going to take their picture and put them up People. Not that I did that this week or anything.
Not that you didn't, just not that you did.
Because normal people in Walmart like that just blend in. But when you've got purple hair, it's like a whole different story.
It is kind of a beacon.
It is quite, and I'm kind of loud too. So the purple hair and the loudness and the fun stuff. I had a terrible night of sleep.
Yeah?
Yes.
What happened to you?
Well, I had my nephew Camden spend the night because my Uncle Mike is sick again.
Oh.
And so we've had Uncle Mike on the show a couple of times now. And I'm not joking when I say, like, we need to find a neurologist. We need to find, if anybody out there knows, like, a really good neurologist that will kind of start from scratch with somebody, then we need to talk to them, because and especially anybody who specializes in something called stupor, which I know sounds ridiculous.
Okay.
But my Uncle Mike, he goes into these spells of what's medically defined as stupor, where he goes through like 4 or 5 days of these. He's not in a coma, because if you try really hard, you can wake him up, but he can't take care of himself.
Wow.
He can't talk. Like, I went over there yesterday and I couldn't get him to look at me or make eye contact with me.
Does he just stay in bed?
Yes. He stays in bed for 4 days.
Wow.
Like, he will barely even wake up long enough to take his medicine. He doesn't eat or anything.
Wow.
So normally after about 4 days, he like snaps out of it. But now we're on like day 6. So they had to take him to the ER. And when they bring him in, the ER just treats him like he's like some old weirdo.
Right.
Like, they've diagnosed him with everything from like depression to sepsis to like all this other stuff. And we really think that we've found what it is. It's this thing called idiopathic stupor, which idiopathic in the medical world means they don't know why. But it's crazy how, like, on a Friday night, he'll go out to dinner and go to a basketball game and live like a normal quality life. And then goes into these spells of like 4 and 5 days where he doesn't get up and he doesn't remember them.
Wow, that's crazy.
He remembers nothing. And so, you know, and doctors, when we bring him in,
it's like he goes into power save mode.
That's exactly what happens. Because, like, he's barely opening his eyes. But when they take him to the ER, they're like, well, all of his vitals are fine. We have no medical reason to keep him here. And my aunt's like, well, he's not feeding himself or going to the bathroom himself. And that's not normally like him,
right. You
know. And because he is on some of the higher pain medicines, a lot of doctors will write it off like, oh, he overdosed on his pain medicine or something. But all of that is regulated for him, mm-hmm. you know, because he's had like a quadruple bypass and this and that. And like, they swab his mouth to make sure that he doesn't take too much medicine.
Sure.
And so if anybody out there knows of a neurologist in the St. Louis area that is really good with people and that will sit and listen and not just tell you that you're crazy. Isn't it crazy how, like, we live in the greatest country ever and sometimes our medical system just sucks so bad?
Oh, for real bad.
How long did you wait in the ER with your...
My dad?
Dad.
6.5 hours.
And that was... You were sent to the hospital, right?
Yeah, that was us in the waiting room for the ER.
Once
we got into the ER, it was another 2.5 before we saw a doctor.
The couple times that Rocky's been, like, admitted to the hospital, and they're like, okay, here's the hospital you're going to. Like, I expect to, like, walk in and the door's open and, like, here, we've got your room for you. And they're like, who are you? What? Okay, let me look it up. I'm like, how do you not know we're coming? Like, this is a severe case. They called you. I could do a whole show on doctors in our area.
Yeah, it's... I mean, look, I get that... in the grand scheme of things, my dad being sent to the ER is different than the guy who's getting rushed in from a car accident.
But that's not what we're complaining about.
Dude. 8 hours.
Really?
8 hours.
How was your weekend?
It was busy. I went to go to the movies Friday, but Saturday, a good friend of mine got promoted to captain in the Navy.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. So we had to go to Scott Air Force Base because it's the closest military base. Mm-hmm. Did the whole thing there. And then afterwards, he threw out the first pitch of the Cardinal game.
I saw that.
And we had like a whole VIP area, Ballpark Village, which was really cool.
Would you be nervous to throw out a first pitch?
I would be more nervous not to put it in the dirt.
Well, because you think it was something that you could do like all the time.
It's
something you could do in your sleep, but when you have that pressure on you.
What's more nerve-wracking to me is go outside and pace off 60 feet, 6 inches.
It's pretty far.
And you realize that's a long way.
Rocky threw out the first pitch and just nailed it, strike right down the. Even the announcer was like, right down the middle. And he was like 9 years old.
There were like 5 people who threw it out yesterday.
Yeah.
3 of them, including my buddy Garrett, got it in the zone. One guy airmailed it way to the backstop, and the other guy put it in the dirt.
Have you ever seen one of the worst first pitches ever was 50 Cent?
Oh God, that was horrible.
Is it worse than the mayor of Cincinnati?
Yes.
Who was so bad that Eric Davis gave him look like, damn.
I mean, 50 Cent, you're black, okay?
So is the mayor of Cincinnati.
Are like born athletic, okay? If you should be able to throw. That little scrawny supermodel, Carly Claus from St. Louis, she threw it better than 50 Cent, and she threw it terribly.
Yeah, you got, Haas, if you've never seen that, you got to go look it up. Because
what about Mariah Carey? Better or worse than Mariah Carey?
Did somebody let her throw out first
Someone in Japan, and she did it in high heels.
Oh, good God.
I kind of feel sorry for girls who aren't ever introduced to some kind of sport. Is that, like, pompous of me?
No, I think it makes everyone well-rounded.
I was doing a shoot with some models over the weekend, and I was just trying to get this cute, adorable girl to hold a bat, like, in, like, a natural pose, because it was, like, a baseball-themed shoot. Could not even, like, she was grabbing it, like, in the middle. It's, like, upside down. It's like, I'm like, no, just rest it on your shoulder naturally. And, I'm like, you never played softball, did you? And she's like, yeah, not so much. So.
How was the rest of your week?
Apparently, my trend of being a terrible adult continues because every time I start my minivan, every damn light on the dashboard is on now, like the 4th of July. Like, for a while, it was like Old Faithful, like, maintenance required. Yep, screw you. You're on all the time.
The key to that is to just get electrical tape and cover up all the lights.
Oh, my God. When I turn it on, it's like, ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding. When my gas light's on, then it's like really crazy because now I've got the exclamation point in the triangle, and I've got the exclamation point in the parentheses, and I've got the thing that looks like a cherry. It's like a circle and like a thing that sticks out the top. So I'm like, does my car want me to play Cherry Pie by Warren? And then
I'm not familiar with that light, but
yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not either. And like, there's just no part of me that wants to go get that fixed.
All right, that's fair.
But I need to. But when I go, they're going to tell me I owe a bunch of money.
Yes.
And I want to do that.
I get it, but, you know,
you probably, being an adult sucks. Do you take care of your car?
Oh, I do because it's new, and up until about 3 months ago, I think it was still under warranty.
Gary, do you take care of your car?
Yeah, mine's actually still under warranty, so.
My dashboard could go, your car is going to self-destruct in 30 seconds, and I would literally be like, do I have time to go today? I don't really think that I do.
You're like, I can get to Taco Bell and back in 30 seconds.
Yeah, and so I'm just avoiding.
I know what you did on Monday.
What did I do? What was Monday? What was Monday?
I know something you did in the middle of the day Monday.
Well, are you talking about your inappropriate texting?
No.
Because we're going to talk about that later.
No, I'm talking about something that you did Monday with a friend of mine.
Let me go look in the. Oh, the dance class.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that was Wednesday.
Was it? I don't whatever. Days are irrelevant.
Yeah, so I started taking a belly dancing class. And it was cool. It was really, really cool. And
I heard you did very well.
Oh, God, no, I didn't.
The teacher says you did well.
She has to say that because she's nice. She's nice.
She's paying us. She can say you did absolute shit.
So Sacred Movement is a new sponsor in the show. They start next week, and it's this awesome, like, tribal belly dancing class.
Yep.
And I need a bigger butt. Like, that's the problem. Like, it's like these girls have these big childbirthing hips that they swish back and forth. Yeah. And, like, my body's doing it, but I have the butt of, like, a 4-year-old boy. So it's, like, going nowhere.
No, you'll be fine.
I need a belly dancing skirt.
Yes, I was going to say that's what you need. Is you need the skirt and the little jingly thing.
And my butt pads.
There you go.
So next class, I'm going to redeem myself. We have a special guest in studio, and we've got a huge show planned for you. Thanks for sticking with us. It is the Kelly Mano Show. We will be right back.
I said, yeah, me too, perfect. I need to perfect.
So I can get the stomping in my Air Force One.
Big boy, stomping in my Air Force One.
I said, yeah, me too, perfect. I need to perfect.
So I
can get the stomping in my Air Force One.
Big boy, stomping in my Air Force One.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Oh, hey, look, we're doing commercials again.
Yay!
That means I found my book. Oh, I love this show. And I really love Ultimate Party Entertainment, which is run by our great friend Addison, known as my other dinosaur, a.k.a. Tim Milton. I say a.k.a. when I say his real name. It's pretty backwards. So what does Ultimate Party Entertainment do? They provide audiovisual entertainment for your corporate events, and they've been in business since 1994. And I think he was like 13 when that happened. So if your company has an event coming up, like a reception or a dinner, you want somebody to take that over for you. You want somebody to be your DJ, your MC, handle your decor, the lighting, the entertainment. He handles everything for you beginning to end. They can do this in any venue, big or small, and they are absolutely a one-stop shop for this. Like I said, he's been in business since 1994. UltimatePartyOnline.com. That's www.ultimatepartyonline.com. Or you can call Addison at 314-920-7789. That's 314-920-7789. He prefers heavy breathers and 2 a.m. phone calls.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends, but, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean,
her butt.
It's just so big.
I can't believe it. It's just so round. It's just out there. Gross. Look. I love this song.
It's a great
I like big butts and I can't.
You know why I'm playing this? Have you seen my new throw pillow?
Yes, you showed me a picture of
it. Did I? Hey, Gary, we have to put a picture of my new throw pillow on the blog today. Because it says, oh my God, Becky. And I'm like the first millennial that walks in my house and thinks that that's a nod to Becky with the good hair. I'm just gonna punch him.
No, just beat her with the pillow.
I'm gonna punch him in the face and be like, "You don't know who Becky is? What the hell's wrong with you?" Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Also not the queen of carpet.
No. Welcome Rob Matt to the show.
Hey.
So
great to see you again.
Yeah, so get third date close to that microphone.
Yeah.
There you go. How does it sound? Sound good?
I think I sound awesome.
Yay, I'm so excited Rob is here. So Rob worked with me on Steven DC for a long, long time.
Right. When you started, you were also interning at where was it?
Channel 4?
Channel 4, that's right.
Well, I was actually working at Channel 4. That was my real job, and then I was interning. Okay. And you may not remember this, but I won you over very quickly at Steven DC.
Right.
Because I will never forget this. It was like my third or fourth day there. And I was just an intern. Most interns aren't even on the air by that time. And it was one morning. It was something over like a cuss jar. And the assistant producer, Riri, who half the cast couldn't hardly stand anyway, just pissed me off. And I knocked over a chair and I gave her double fingers right in her face. And I walked out. And you came running out after the break and you go, "You're the best intern we've ever had." Do you remember any of that?
You know what? There was so much sleep deprivation and self-medication involved during those years. You could have done that to me and I would have forgotten about
it. Yeah, I had a meeting afterwards with her about how she's my superior. And you're like, you've been here for 3 days. You don't even get paid. And you just flipped off the assistant producer. I'm like, well, I had a right. Riri and I definitely had some fights over the days.
Oh yeah.
But it ended well. Then were you there when Stacy came back the second time?
I think I was, yeah.
Were you there when her and I almost got in a fight at the marathon and I threw a chair at her and they had to wake up
again,
Jimmy?
Again, you know, a lot of self-medication to deal with management and other talent.
How funny is it that like a cat fight in the lobby doesn't even go off on your radar?
Right.
Like, that's
exactly.
How I always say that being part of the Steve and DC show is like this crazy fraternity that you can't really explain to everybody else. It's kind of
Well, you know what else it is? It's also like being a Brady kid. Seriously.
How?
Well, for me, and I know there's a few people out there, you included, that have actually made pretty good careers out of in radio. But everyone else, it's like, you know, it's like, man, it's really hard to get your foot in the door.
It's very hard.
When all you have for air checks are, you know, me going, oh, that was funny, Steve.
I didn't even think about that. Well, right. That's why when I was working for Steve in DC, I started realizing that. And I volunteered to work on 104.1 The Mall on the weekends just to get my air check tapes.
Yeah,
and,
I do remember that.
And Haas was there at that time.
Yep.
That was when I was mad at Haas and you didn't know it.
I forgot about that station.
104 on the Mall?
Yeah.
And before that, it was Red 104. It was like Frank Sinatra stuff.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I remember that.
You don't remember that?
No. My only memory of the mall is, do you remember the old web guy for The Point when we were interns?
Woody?
No, he was he was promotion director.
Oh.
Michael?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't need to say last names, but yes.
Okay, because I know him really well.
Okay. Do you know that he bought the domain 1041themall.com? When he found out that station was going on the air?
He did?
Yep.
That's badass.
And if you went to it,
that is
it
awesome.
Just said, hey, let's meet at the mall at 1041. That's the only thing it would show if you went there. Because he bought it thinking that Emmis would have to buy it off him.
Yeah.
And I forget what they did. Like, they found a way around it.
I don't remember
if they took him to court or
like,
something.
Like, let him keep his job, maybe. That would have been a good thing.
Well, because he was at another station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was, like, at a rival station.
Oh.
I know him really well because we're from the same hometown.
Yeah.
So and
did he go to the Mormons?
No, but close.
Okay.
No, he's like super Catholic and
no, but the stations, the other group of stations.
Oh, he might have. I thought you meant is he a Mormon? No. I'm like, no, he's Catholic.
He went away
to
the Mormons.
There's a group of radio stations owned by the Mormons.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
What is 104.1 now?
What is
it? It is
the Boner?
R&B.
I don't,
it?
Hot
104.1.
Hot 104.1.
Owned by Radio One.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Urban radio.
So, have you ever texted somebody the wrong thing?
Yep.
Really, Haas? When did that happen?
A couple days ago.
Yeah, who'd you text the wrong thing to?
You.
We live in this funny world where, you know, you can just accidentally send the wrong thing. And I'm sitting at home with my beautiful children.
This is going to get great.
I'm sitting at home with my children and, you know, the kids are coloring pictures of unicorns and rainbows, and I'm in my khakis stirring spaghetti.
To be fair, we were having a conversation
about something completely different.
Correct.
And like my kids will pick up my phone sometimes and read texts out loud.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yep. That's exactly what I thought was going to happen too.
Yeah. And then I pick up the phone and I look at it and I'm in my wholesome kitchen with my wholesome children, and it says, she used to be a nice girl before she took her tits out all the time.
Correct. No. Correction. It was she used to be a real sweet girl who also got her tits out.
Yes. And I'm like, what? And like the minute that happened, like the second bubble came up of him going, oh my God, that was not for you.
As I hit send, I literally, it was like out of a movie. I hit send and then saw the top where it said Kelly, and I was like, no.
It could have been worse. It could have been like a picture. Like I could have really been scarred for life.
The backstory is, my Facebook went bat-ish crazy on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I posted a picture. It was actually like an animated GIF of Trump and Hillary making really dumb faces.
I saw that.
And it said, you know, like 3.9 billion people in the country. These are the two people we've narrowed it down to. Good job, America. What ensued was a debate between logical people and my crazy-ass friend.
Which is pretty much Facebook summed up in one sentence.
Exactly. Yes. So my friend, to say that she is crazily conservative is to say that the Pacific Ocean is damp.
Okay.
She, like, literally, it boiled down to her saying, well, let's just nuke the entire Arabian Peninsula and get rid of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like that type of stuff. So my friends start texting me because, obviously, when you see someone's crazy, the first thing you do is click on profile.
Right.
And she does a lot of modeling. and some of it is in her undies. So my friends start texting me and they're like, is this girl always been effing crazy? Or is she just one of these girls who like wants to run around yelling, I love Trump with her tits out?
So I got his reply to that.
And so I decided to make a snarky reply back. But sent it to the wrong person.
I was like, hey, Haas, what time do you want to do this show on Sunday? And he's like, she used to be a nice girl to like to take her tits out.
And the response was great. Like, I'm like apologizing profusely. It's like, oh my God, Kelly, it's the wrong person. Like, five apologies. And then, like, I just see the three dots going. And it goes forever. So I'm like, this is either going to be a really long response or she's really trying to think of what to say. And finally, like, 3 minutes later, I just get, you need Jesus.
He's like, it was a message to my friends. I'm like, you and your friends all need Jesus. So this was the equivalent in junior high of I gave a note to the wrong boy.
Oh,
so
totally.
I wrote a note to the guy I liked. His name was Brian. And then I wrote a note to my best friend, Jeff, about how much I liked Brian. And I got the two notes mixed up.
Oops.
So the boy that I liked got the note about all of the stuff. And like, he was like showing it off in his language art class, and the teacher read it to the whole class.
Neat.
He's like, I'll give you like three Jolly Ranchers if you let me read that to the class. So like the whole school knew about it, and I was super embarrassed. And then the only other time that happened to me was my friend Amy when I was working at Channel 4. This was back in the day of you would check your email like once a day,
right?
Like maybe twice a day. So I got into work that morning, and she had started dating this guy named Kevin. And I open up my computer for work, and I have two emails from Amy. And the first one says, like, hey, baby, or something. And the second one says, oh, my God, don't open that email. Read this one first.
Yeah.
And so, of course,
you know what's in there.
I go to the other email. And it's like, hey, babe, just hanging out. It said, like, something like naked as a jaybird.
No!
I'm like, yes.
No!
It was a whole naughty email. And I got through, like, the first three lines. And I'm like, this is the best email ever. Have you guys ever, other than that, can you remember a time that you sent something to the wrong person?
Oh, yeah, a ton.
Yeah, well, I've intentionally, back when Facebook first started, I intentionally hacked my uncle's Facebook and just simply, and I thought it was funny back then. And I just simply wrote, I sharted in his profile.
Right.
And I thought, hey, that'd be hilarious. His friends, you know, he's my uncle. People think it's funny.
Right.
It wasn't.
Did he get mad?
Not only did he get mad, he does real estate in Vegas. Okay. So he's connected. And yeah, that did not go over too well.
Wow.
That sucks. When you think you're doing something funny and then the person doesn't think it's funny.
No, he was like, what do you think? He gave me like the grandpa lecture.
Oh, God.
Like, I can't believe you would do this to me. Like, not like yelling, more like I'm disappointed in
which
you.
Is way worse
which is
than
worse.
Yelling.
Right.
Just yell at me and tell me I'm an a-hole.
Uh-huh.
Don't give me the, you know what? That I'm having flashbacks of my fight with Alexis Zotos from Channel 4 in my dinosaur costume. When she's like, I'm so disappointed in you.
I know.
You know, and I'm like, no, but it's funny. And she's like, it's not funny. I'm like, this is funny. And like, the funniest part of the whole thing was that I couldn't get the costume off. But yeah. Yeah, that was the thing where we thought it was funny. She did not think it was funny, apparently.
I had a friend pull a full-on American Pie once. He thought he was sending a picture to a friend.
Oh, I thought you meant he did that.
I thought, okay.
And he group messaged about 30 of us.
Oh.
Including the boyfriend of the girl who was in the picture with him.
Oh no. My God. See.
Whoops.
That's why you just don't take pictures like that.
No.
I was and I was the first one to see it. And so I replied in a separate message, hey, dude, that's real neat. Did you know you sent it to like 30 of us, including Brian?
Oh, that was like when smartphones first came out, like some news reporter took a shot of like the Cardinals clubhouse and right there on the side was Albert Pujols and his tidy whiteys.
I remember that.
You know?
Well, who's the, there's been like two or three congressmen who've gotten in trouble for like trying to like send an intern or whatever a picture and then end up sending like all Congress email.
Oh, and also in the medical field. You can't do anything with your cell phone. I actually saved my coworker's job one Christmas.
Wow.
Santa was in the hospital for whatever reason. Santa was in the ICU. I guess to make the night shift nurses happy. And so she took.
He wasn't a patient. He was just hanging out.
No, he was hanging out. Yeah.
Okay.
And so my coworker, she took a selfie with Santa There was also a picture of a trauma patient
on
a ventilator right behind him. I'm like, you got to do something about that. Now, honestly, I didn't like my coworker at the time, and I could have just let it go.
You should have let her fry. That's the best.
But man, but it was Christmas, and she had 6 kids.
Ugh.
So you say let her fry, and you yesterday blasted me on Facebook for my jokes.
Well, I didn't mean fry like die. I didn't really mean it that way. And you are going to hell for your jokes. Shoot, what was I going to say?
Did the guy on the ventilator give like a thumbs up in the background?
Shut up.
No, he was no, actually, the car accident took off the thumbs.
Oh.
So
metal horns?
Metal horns.
Do you guys remember Joan Rivers, her plastic surgeon that killed her?
Yeah.
Took a selfie with her on the table and said.
Oh, my God. And I did not know that. Is
oh, lit. Yeah.
Well, but I think it was before she was dead. So he like took a selfie. He's like, hey, I'm working with Joan Rivers today, and sends it to his buddies, and then he kills her a couple hours later.
Oh.
Flatlines her.
Again.
Now time for another selfie.
Again, one of those things that you think is funny and then it's not. Oh. Like, look, I'm working on Joan Rivers, and then in the
look, I'm killing Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers is killing it right now.
All right. And that is exhibit number Double D. Why Hoss is going to hell.
Was that why Joan Rivers was in the plastic surgeon?
Yeah. We will be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump a smooth skin. You say you want to get in my bins? Well, use me, because you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet. Got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back, so.
The Kelly Mano Show.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Aero Insurance Specialties. If you are not letting Angela Fusaro shop around your insurance for you, you are paying too much. She has been an independent insurance agency. She represents 7 different companies. All you have to do is give her a call at 314-450-8384, and everything can be done over email. It was so easy to switch over to Angela. Now, she is a rep for insurance companies, which means she set us up with Safeco. So I gave her, you know, the year and the make and the models of our cars, and she was able to get us the best rate. She did the same thing with our home. I absolutely love working with Angela. You will too. Give her a call at 314-450-8384. She does auto, home, life, and business insurance, and she was able to save the Manos $672 a year. I've got it right here. You can see it. And so, yeah, we've been nothing but happy with Aero Insurance. And if you go to kellymano.com later today, we will link you to her website. Make sure you tell her that I sent you.
And you can new jack swing on my necks. And if the shoe fits, I want you to wear it way good. And you can new jack swing on my necks. Oh,
yeah. So we got a really nice listener email. We get a lot of nice listener emails, and I always forget to read them.
Is this going to be one of those where you say it's nice and they yell at me for something I said?
No, this is really a nice one. Because if we ever get those are going to be like first on the show. I mean, but Gary has got an email over there from a listener. Gary, if you want to read it, and if you want to tell people how they can email the show, that would be helpful too. Excuse you, Hoss. Oh,
wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
That was impressive.
Yeah, I'm very impressed by that.
The burp and the blame all in one.
I saw a rainbow, actually.
I burp rainbows, and I fart sparkles. All right, listen to your email.
And if you do want to send an email, good, bad, or indifferent, you can do that at heykelly@kellymano.com.
There you go.
So this email goes like this. Hey, Kelly, I hope you're having a good week.
I am.
I discovered your podcast about 6 months ago, and I have not missed an episode. And I'm catching up on the older episodes, too. Great show. Some of my favorites are the Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About People with Unusual Professions series.
We got to do another one of those again soon.
Yeah,
we need
do.
To. You're right. And the episode that you told the story of the house you grew up in. I was riveted.
Haunted house.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was a little scared to go to sleep that night, she says.
Well, I would be too. I'm the one who lived with it, though.
Yeah, your latest edition, Storytellers, was fantastic, and I just had to write and tell you.
Ah, the one with Rudolph.
Right. Not only did you debunk a nasty rumor, you went the extra step and showed the suspicious foreigner for the sweet, hardworking young guy that Rudolph really is. Such a great story. Bravo.
And who's it from?
It's from Marcella in Tuckahoe, New York.
All right. I love that we can reach so many people.
What town was that?
Tuckahoe.
Tuckahoe. Right.
Is that not how it's pronounced?
That is.
Again, you're going to hell.
I didn't say anything. I just wanted clarification.
What do you do when the cops come? Tuckahoe. Hider.
And that town is one letter away from being a place where I'm immediately going to move to. I'd like to buy a consonant.
The letter F, please. Yep. F for flower. I was in Granite City over the weekend, my hometown, which always makes me proud. And I was driving down the street, and I proudly have my last name on the back of my minivan that I've meant to change for like 10 years now.
Right.
And there's a car just honking behind me. And I'm like, what am I doing? And even like one of my kids was like, Mom, what are you doing wrong? I'm like, I don't know. So this car pulls up next to me. And I roll down my window and I look over and it's this guy. He's like, hey, thanks for sending Kroenke the shit. That was awesome.
Hell yes.
I'm like,
that's great.
You got it, buddy. Yeah. And so
that's awesome.
Here I thought that I was like, you know, going too slow because I drive like a grandma. And no, but so it's been a long time. People still love that I send $300 of cow shit to Stan Kroenke. And you said that something happened with the Rams over the weekend, right?
Yeah, the Rams had their first like big
like, hey, we're in LA now party.
Yeah, basically, if you remember a few weeks ago, some of the old St. Louis Rams greats held a flag football game at the Dome. It was kind of like a farewell to St. Louis.
Yeah, because a lot of the cheerleaders were there.
Right. Yeah.
I've got a lot of cheerleader friends.
So they were essentially doing the same thing in LA this past weekend. It was going to be the same guys from St. Louis, plus some of the current players, some old LA Rams greats.
Yeah.
And it was going to be the first, like, bring the fans in, the whole thing.
That would be really exciting.
Yeah, they had to cancel it.
Yeah.
Why did they have to cancel it?
Poor ticket sales.
What? Wait a minute. Didn't that piece of shit leave St. Louis because we couldn't draw a crowd?
Yes.
Even though he put
anyone,
a piece of
anyone
crap
want
team?
To guess what the reason for leaving LA was 21 years ago?
Not being
if you guessed poor ticket sales, you win.
How awesome is that going to be if he totally fails and falls on his face?
The thing is, he's not going to because just like when they moved to St. Louis, they're making people buy PSA or PSLs.
Yeah.
So they're going to be officially sold out for like 10, 15 years. But that doesn't mean that people are going. It just means that it's going to be sold out.
Mm. We need to do the segment again about people with weird jobs. And we need to send poop again sometime soon. Look, I got my eyes set squarely on Armstrong because here, listen, I'm going to give him time. I'm going to give our team some time. But if he dismantled the team that was so great last year, then he's getting poop.
I don't know if he dismantled it as much as it was. We're up against a salary cap that didn't go up this year.
Yeah. However, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to the swanky party at the Backus' house on Saturday.
Nice.
Oh, look at that name I dropped right there. Let me bring that up. But so, yeah. So I'll get some inside info that I can't talk about on the radio. But
yeah.
Let's just say if Armstrong gets poop, I'm going to be very, very certain that he deserves it.
Yeah.
Because I know that he's a businessman doing a job.
Of course.
And I would never send somebody poop for that reason.
I have a nominee.
Who?
The Missouri Department of Motor Vehicles.
The DMV?
And the Department of Revenue. Okay, kind of a combination.
Well, you're talking into the wrong end of the microphone, so come down a little bit low.
Hello.
So you don't like the DMV?
No. Who likes the DMV?
That's like saying the sky is blue.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Now, full disclosure, I was 7 months past due from my personal property taxes.
That's a YP. Okay.
Exactly. Now, went to go pay the personal property taxes. Paid them online.
Okay.
Convenience, right?
Right.
Went to go to the DMV to get my tags that are due in August. They said, well, we can't accept this receipt. It's a third party. It takes 10 days for it to show up online that you actually paid the property taxes.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And now your tags aren't current, so you could get a ticket.
Well, no, my tags are still current. They're good through the end of August, but I was trying to be somewhat proactive.
Oh, no. When I go to the DMV, I expect a minimum of 2 trips.
Oh, for sure.
I'm like, I don't even plan on 1 trip. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do trip one. They're going to tell me all the shit I didn't bring. I'm going to write down, go home, and come back.
Now, I will say this. The Baldwin DMV over there in the Schnucks Plaza, yeah. That is like the best customer service I've ever had.
What?
It's like almost like they're like Friday's waitresses. Yeah. I mean, that age group. Yeah, they're just so pleasant.
The Fallon one down here off of K is really nice, too.
Really? Yeah, see, I've only grown up in 2 areas, and both of those DMVs are not friendly. Yeah.
And they're like, and sometimes, and there's been a few times where I thought, okay, I'm going to have to make a second trip. And
right.
And then there's never anyone over the age of, I would say, 30 working there. And that's okay. I mean, let me just sign this. You're good. Go ahead.
You get that?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I get like 90-year-old failing Phyllis who's like, nope, you don't get that right. And I'm like, can I make a funny face in my license picture? Click, nope. So my license is due to be renewed. It's been for a while now. It's crazy because when I got my last license picture taken, Libby Lou was a baby in a pumpkin seat. And I remember looking at that expiration date and going, okay, like 6 years. I'm like, oh my God, she's going to be a 6-year-old. And she was like a 4-week-old baby. And I remember thinking, like, I can't even picture what she would look like, you know, and now she's like this big, big first grader.
I have a nomination for poop.
Who?
Eric Greitens.
Oh, that's a political guy, you said, right?
Yeah, he's the GOP candidate for Missouri State Governor.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have no problem with him. Like, he could be a fine governor, but when your political campaign commercial is literally 30 seconds of you sitting behind a machine gun, firing off rounds into the lake, and then smiling at the camera. There's no words.
There's no words?
He says nothing.
I need to see, like, commercials don't stick in my brain. Like, that, I've probably seen that 90 times.
See that shot?
Yes.
That's the commercial. 30 seconds of
that.
He's
got nice biceps.
I'm sure he does. But again, like, what does that have anything to do with running the state? Like, dude, I get it. You're a former Navy SEAL.
And he says he's a political outsider.
It would make
me not want to vote for him.
Yeah, like, it would be like me.
Vote for me for prom queen. I'm the band leader.
Yeah, like if I ran for governor and then like my commercial was me shooting a basketball for 30 seconds. Like, I get it, dude. I played basketball. That shit means nothing when it comes to, like, are we worried that Kansas is going to invade us? Like, what the hell do we need this guy shooting a machine gun for?
He's practicing.
Is Arkansas armoring up that I don't know about?
Broken Arrow, Oklahoma's coming to get us.
Shit, man. Like, this is cool. Like, you're a Navy SEAL, but, like, tell me how you're going to fix shit in my city, not how you're going to mow down a lake full of fish. I don't care. Where was that gun 3 years ago? Like, I know where that gun was 3 years ago. Some dude in Ferguson probably stole it out of a gun shop.
Oh, God. I'm glad we made it through this weekend. Speaking of Ferguson, it was like the 1 year anniversary of, or no, 2 year.
Two or year. Three.
It was the 2 year.
Was it?
Okay. And it's funny because like
it's so weird that like that weekend flew by and the only thing I knew was a buddy of mine who's a cop said, oh, deployed to Ferguson. Hope it goes better this year. And I'm like, oh, God, what's happening now?
Like he said, his mom and dad did separate marches because they don't like each other. Well, you know what? I actually really like his dad.
His dad is fine.
Everything I've seen from his dad, I don't have anything to verify he's any kind of stand-up citizen, but the way that he conducted himself after the death of his son, I thought was very well. He handled it.
You mean he wasn't telling people to burn this MF
down? Right, and he wasn't getting in fistfights on the side of the road with the grandma who was selling T-shirts. The grandma who raised him because mama couldn't handle it, you know.
Well, not couldn't, didn't want to.
So anyway, I'm glad that we made it through that weekend with nothing crazy happening. And
yeah, and also, too, I'm not going to say the name of the hospital, but it's pretty darn close. We like to staff up when stuff like this goes down.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's like on Grey's Anatomy, like whenever they have like a crazy weekend or like there's a carnage or...
Right.
God, but luckily you guys were not busy.
No, we were busy. I mean, people still got shot for other reasons.
Just normal stuff?
Yeah, just normal people getting shot.
Like, because they were at Taco Bell?
That's because the air quality in Ferguson is 68% bullets.
you can send that hate mail to heykelly@kellymano.com. Attention, Hoss is going to hell.
Oh, yeah, we've actually nicknamed it Fergustan.
Fergustan?
It's the truth.
I don't get it.
I hate to be that way. It's a war zone.
Oh, Ferguson. I get it. Yeah. I thought you meant like stand up. Yeah. I caused an uproar a little bit on Facebook the other day, which I didn't think it was going to be much of an uproar because I figured almost everybody dealt with this. But I posted the receipt from Rocky's school supplies. Because, you know, we have to shop for three different kids for school supplies.
So do we.
Last year, I left Target crying, and I had to have my friend come and help me, and Jimmy thought I was overreacting.
So because of the money you spent, or just because
of the because stress? I was overwhelmed. Okay. Because of the insane specificities. I can't say the word.
We started talking about this last week, and it's absurd.
Because whenever we were in high school, or when we were in grade school, our parents would get a list that say, like, pens and pencils.
And just as a common courtesy, three boxes of Kleenexes each,
just
for cold season.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I knew I had to bring.
It'd be like loose leaf paper, binders, multiple.
Like here's what the list should say. It should say pens, pencils, crayons, folders, notebooks, pencil bags. Don't buy cheap generic crap or weird colors. Ta-da! That's what it should say. Instead, we get...
What's wrong with generic crap, though? Like, a folder is a folder.
Yeah, but, like, some of the crayons and stuff are, like, all wax, and they don't... Like, I don't mind buying the brand name stuff.
That's fine.
But what I mind is that now, instead of pencils, my list says 48 pre-sharp and a yellow-only Ticonderoga brand.
Ticonderoga.
Number two... Ticonderoga. I can't even say it. Number two pencils. 10 medium-point, erasable, hypoallergenic, latex-free blue ink pens. And then...
Oh, my goodness.
When you get to the folders and crap... When you get to the folders and crap, like, I used to get excited.
Oh, yeah. You get, like, Batman folders.
Trapper Keeper, dude. Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, I want the kitty cat one. And I've got Libby Lou with me who was like, oh, I want the puppy dog one. I'm like, you can't. You have to get the green two-sided, three-pronged, four-pocket folder. I'm sorry. Like, and I break her heart. She's like, this sucks. I'm like, I know it does, Libby Lou. I'm sorry. And I don't blame the teachers. God, I love teachers. Because I know that they're not... I know that they're not just making up stuff for no reason. Some of this is the school district's list. I am at this point just stocking the office for them.
Right, exactly. And you know what I tell my kids?
You are.
Every the last day of school is before they get on the bus, I tell them, as much as we spent, if it's not nailed down, take it home.
Yeah.
I'm going to start telling them, clean it out, man.
Clean out that desk.
And the Manos will, man.
The thing that was crazy last week is like you had the list. And in there was like, 16 glue sticks.
Oh, yeah. Well, for
how do you know you're going to need 16 glue sticks?
So my kids, all three, had the same kindergarten teacher, and every year she asked for 18 glue sticks. And so I even questioned it once because I thought maybe it was a typo. She's like, well, we do these letter books, and they do. It was like a kindergarten thing. But to a parent, it just does not make sense.
Well, here's the thing. Tell the kids, bring their own damn glue sticks, and
when
if they don't have them,
it's
their responsibility, just like bringing a pencil to school.
And how many arts and crafts are you doing in a school year that you're going through 18 glue sticks per kid?
I don't know.
Are they eating them like Ralph Wiggum?
There's always a kid that eats glue. Don't let your kid be a glue eater.
No,
ever.
No.
I'm like,
no.
Rocky, do you eat glue? Don't ever eat glue because then you'll get beat up on the bus and then, like, worse stuff happens. Well, so a lot of people... So I spent $161 on Rocky alone.
That's absurd.
As a matter of fact, I spent so much on school supplies. Like, all the kids always get a new backpack every year. And Rocky and Lucy, I had
to just
rewash theirs. No, they're not sharing.
You get it this week.
I took their old one from last year and rewashed them. I'm like, Libby Lou's got to get a new one because she wrecked hers. But my friend Jody Allen, she has three kids, and she spent $371 at Target on her kids. And my friend Alicia spent over $100 on her one daughter, Maddie. And so it's ridiculous.
Now, the school district my kids go to, they do have a program by the PTO where if you just give them $60, they'll get the stuff.
Which is brilliant.
You know what's interesting?
It is until, you know, when my kids were in kindergarten, it's like $60 is a little too much.
It really is. It's too much money. You should not be spending more than $50 a kid on school supplies, period.
I did something today that was like my charitable redeeming. Hopefully I don't go to hell as much now.
As much.
But as I was doing this, I was thinking about what we talked about last week, and now even more so, the Shop and Save in St. Peter's, there's an end cap that is full of paper bags that have been filled with school supplies. And if you bring one of the paper bags up...
And you donate it,
and you give them like $5, it goes to kids who can't afford school supplies.
Except for you probably bought them the wrong shit.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if you got them the wrong shit, is it like, all right, well, this is cool, but now it's going in the trash. Like, did I just flush $5 down the toilet?
You probably did. There's probably some poor underprivileged kid.
Sir, there's only 17 glue sticks in this bag.
Chuck it. get rid of it.
That's exactly what it is. And I've seen the articles online, like why your teacher asks for this or why your teacher asks for that. And
You know what? We're going to have mom in next week.
Yeah, because she was a teacher.
She taught sixth grade for 20-something years.
So, like, you can explain to the end of the earth what needs to happen or write whatever fancy, like, internet article you want, but none of that justifies that I had to spend $161 for one kid, and that was at Walmart.
Oh, and there's a deadline, too. My daughter has to have that stuff in her locker by tomorrow. We're not done school shopping yet. We don't get paid till Friday, so.
And then the people are like, you should wait until tax-free weekend. I'm like, well, my kids already started. We already had the sneak peek crap and had to take it all.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm sure that they would have, like, foregone that. I'm like, my kids are already starting a new school. I'm not going to be like, hey, and by the way, I'm not giving you anything you need for a week because I want to save $13 next weekend on taxes.
Sink or swim, bitches.
Sink or swim, bitches. Let's go. Oh, don't say sink or swim, bitches, because I'm going to cry because my kids are going back to school. I was so excited about them, like, being gone, and now it's, now I'm getting sad.
Oh. All right.
We always want what we don't have. Maybe if they just act like total a-holes tomorrow, then I'll be happy again. You know? It all depends on how they act that final day. And, so I want to congratulate our listener, Heather Hard. She won the Gwen Stefani tickets that I gave away.
Hey.
So I am going to the show Wednesday, and she is too. So if you are on Facebook, make sure you follow The Kelly Mano Show, or just follow me. That's way better than my lame radio page. But we got a chat group where Hoss posts most of the things that are the reason he's going to hell. So if you just Google...
All I posted this week is the awesome new Britney Spears video.
Yeah, you did. So if you go to the... if you go to the Kelly Mano chat group, you know what I'm going to do? I did an interview with Deep Dish Radio. It's a podcast out of L.A., it's for Tim Powers, and he interviewed me. It was a couple months ago, but he just now got around to publishing it. And so if you are looking for something else to listen to, if you go to Facebook and go to the Kelly Mano chat group, I will post that interview with me so you have more to listen to. We will be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Kelly Mano Show.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois, one of our longest-running sponsors. We were just talking about Granite City in the break, because Kevin Green was in the, Football Hall of Fame, is that?
Yes.
Yeah, and so he is a Granite City boy, and the band went out, and the Granite City band flew out and went on a bus and marched in front of him in the Hall of Fame parade.
That's cool.
Isn't that neat? And Granite City's always had a great band.
Did they play the Hulk Hogan theme song?
Probably. It's what it looks like. I am a real American. So back to what I was doing. Squirrel. JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. They have been in business for 45 years. You've heard Heather on the show. She's so fantastic. Her and the girls that do all the promoting for the car lot are great. If you don't follow them on Instagram or on Facebook, you should. That's where you can always find their newest inventory. Jerry opened JM Motors 45 years ago. They have two committed salesmen, not the crazy guys that chase you down in khakis and try to sell you something you don't want.
No finger guns.
No finger guns, no winking a gun. They've had the same two salesmen for over 10 years, so they know their inventory. They can put you in a car that you want and that you need. If you want to go visit them at 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois. Hoss, how far is that from the Arch?
10 minutes.
You're so good at that. Again, if you visit JM Motors, make sure you tell them that Kelly Mano sent you. You can also go to kellymano.com later today, and we will link you to their Facebook page. What do you want to talk about first? We can talk about the Olympics, or we can talk about the fact that next week we're going to do a show on Ambien.
I mean, both are pretty awesome.
You know what? I think that we need to go on Facebook Live for the Ambien talk.
All right.
We can do the Olympic thing.
Whose Ambien is it? Because it's a prescription drug.
That's not important.
Well, that's not important.
and basically, yeah, it's
and
illegal.
we're not going to say who it is.
Okay.
Maybe I have a prescription to it. How do you know?
We'll say that.
How do you know? So, Rob and Gary and Haas, did you guys see the Olympic dude break his leg?
No, I have not.
I didn't, but I saw the opening ceremonies get really sexual when it wasn't supposed to.
I didn't know it got sexual. I watched almost all of it. That looks like a vagina.
Yes, it does.
Can you send that picture to Gary and we'll put the vagina up?
Well, you know the Olympics is just one big orgy.
Yes, it is.
The Olympic Villages.
It totally is. I mean, basically, you're in the best shape of your life.
Was it the Vancouver Games where they ran out of condoms?
Yes, that's where I heard the story from, when they were in Vancouver.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And, you know, you think growing up that if you're in the Olympics, like, you've made the big time and you're staying at the Ritz-Carlton, and it could not be further from the truth. They are living, and it's not just here, Gary. Will you be Gary Cam for that? It's not just this Olympics. It's every Olympics. Like, I know from talking to the hockey players that, like, their dorms are just, like, little bitty, like, college dorms, pretty much. And so the Olympics are not, like, really what you think they are. And
unless you're the dream team back in 92 and you rented out an entire hotel in Barcelona.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting, like, cafeteria food. Yeah. And, you know, it's not like, I don't know. But
if you think about it, every high school since the history of high schools, all they have done in their sports department are either breed football players, baseball players, or Olympians.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. You know, and so you want to be a pole vaulter? Hey, be the best pole vaulter ever. You can go to the Olympics. That's your dream.
There's weird stuff in the Olympics. And is summer when there's the walking in the Olympics?
Speed walking?
Speed walking?
Mall walking?
Did you know this?
Speed walking looks like a herd of people
like
clenching their butt trying to get to the bathroom before they have diarrhea. That's exactly what it looks like.
So there's speed walking. And when the Olympics are on, I'm like obsessed.
I'll watch stuff that I'll never watch.
I will be an expert in stuff that I've never even seen, like speed walking.
Right.
Or like the hammer throw. Why do you throw hammers? Like, you know.
And disclosure, not really hammers.
Yeah. Oh, it's not. I just saw some chick like because there's like it was all the people from St. Louis and like what their sport is. And I knew like three of the sports. If you're not like a gymnast or, you know, and those gymnasts, man.
They're awesome. I love watching the gymnastics.
God, I was watching some little Chinese dude who was probably like 5'1" do that thing on the rings called the Iron Cross where he's like laying flat and like his arms are out. And I'm like.
Oh, yeah. My kids call that the CrossFit games or whatever.
Yes.
They think it's CrossFit because it has the rings.
Yeah, exactly. But he's holding his whole body weight up. Meanwhile, I got to make like 3 trips if I have more than 1 gallon of milk in my car.
I believe that's supposed to be like the hardest thing to do in gymnastics.
Oh, yeah, it is. And then have you seen the guy break his leg?
I have not. No.
Okay. Can you watch it or will you throw up?
No, I'm good.
There's no blood.
I work at a level 1 trauma hospital. Okay. I've seen worse.
Do you have it on your phone?
I couldn't find it.
You couldn't find it?
It was on Facebook, and I can't find it again.
Well, I'm going to pull it up for Rob. Why don't you kind of hit some of those? Just kind of read it. I know I haven't given that to you yet, but
what this is?
Yeah, it just kind of talks about, because apparently this poor guy, you know, and he broke his leg in the qualifying. Right. They're not even on it.
Like, I can't pronounce this dude's Samir something. His name is Johnny One Leg now. So French gymnast Johnny One Leg suffered further indignity after his devastating leg injury on Saturday. Olympic staffers dropped his stretcher as they were loading him into the ambulance. Yes.
Oh my God.
There you go. Now it's turned into an episode of The Simpsons.
What is his real name? Because I cannot Google Johnny One Leg.
Samir. S-A-M-I-R.
Oh, here. Right here.
Oh, yeah. She just typed in S-I, and it was the first thing that popped up on Google.
So, first of all, he has this horrible injury where his leg goes in a direction it shouldn't. And then what you didn't know is as they were going to commercial, they were showing them loading him into a stretcher, and the assholes dropped the stretcher.
Awesome.
Like, they dropped it hard. It was not nice. And so here's, okay, here he goes. Oh, God, my stomach hurts already, and I already know what happens. Why did they have to set music to it?
Is this the original song he like, does this thing to?
No, because it's the vault, and there's no music, so somebody must have... Oh, my God. Okay, spit on your hands again. All right, here we go.
Crunch!
Oh!
That fun fact, oh. You're not supposed to have two knees.
It's not funny, but like his shin bone splits in half.
The knee bone's connected to the shin bone. The shin bone's connected to fucking nothing.
I don't think you've ever said the F word on the show before, but that was totally worth it. And so,
And how did he place? Did he at least place like
on his ass
on the top 10 or something?
Well, no, that was just the he had to go home. Oh. And so, like, he had this same injury. This is him dropping them on the stretcher. Look, they reset his leg, so you know that hurt like hell. And then they're going to commercial. Watch the EMT guy leaves him alone.
Boom. Come on.
Could you imagine having an injury like that? And it looks like he had surgery and he wants to try again in 2020. Dude, find another, like, hobby. Because they said that the same thing happened at the London Olympics, but it was the other leg. So he has now snapped both legs in those directions. And
he's going to end up like that one track dude who had two fake legs.
Oh, the guy that shot his girl.
Right, the guy who's now in prison.
Oh, Oscar Pistorius.
Correct.
Yes, because I watched the murder trial, and there was a big debate over whether or not he was on his stubs whenever he... Like, no, listen. The verdict came down to whether or not he was on his stubs when he shot her, because based on where, like, the bullet holes were... The
trajectory.
Like, they did an entire day on whether his legs were, like, in the bed with him, or he was on his stubs or on his legs, and it was fascinating. However, like, do you think that we are pushing our bodies too far, like, with stuff like
Olympians,
the Olympics?
Do for sure they do.
I mean, I know whenever I was a figure skater, you know, back in the day, you know, if you landed a double, it was a big deal, and then it was triples, and now, like, in the Winter Olympics, you've got some people who can land quadruple jumps, and it's like, your body's not supposed to be able to do that,
right?
You know. No. And so watching some of the, like, this guy, is your body supposed to vault off of a springboard and flip in the air 19 times and then land on your joints like that?
No, I'm still old school. I'm like, even the Winter Olympics and the skiing, I don't think the body should be going that fast without, like, a car or an airplane around it.
Right.
You know?
Yes, and, like, some of the snowboarders that do the big loop-de-loop, and they go up and they back down.
Well, I think that the bigger problem is probably, I don't think it's that, I mean, that may be obviously the landing that finally broke it, but I'm willing to bet there was a stress fracture or some sort of pre-existing something that made it happen.
That same break happened at one of Lucy's gyms about 4 years ago. She was just a little kid, but one of the big gymnasts did a thing like that, but her bone came through the skin.
I barf.
And the guy who runs the gym, like, saved her life by pinching off the artery until the, like, EMTs could get there or whatever. But, you know, it's just like, I don't know if your body is, if it's worth it. Because those athletes, I cannot imagine how terrible gymnasts feel in their 50s.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that can't be, like, I wasn't even a gymnast, but I was a cheerleader. And, like, in junior high, whenever you, like, I went to the Coolidge Braves and they'd spell out B-R-A-V and I'd do back handsprings, you know. You're not supposed to do back handsprings on a hard surface like that.
Yeah, and I'd like to talk to someone in their 50s who were in the... And actually won gold. Is like, what are you doing now? I mean...
Was it worth it?
You won gold, but you're in a wheelchair.
And then you have to pay a bunch of money if you win the gold. Like, you get, like...
You get taxed on that gold medal.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you don't even get... Like, you don't even get to stay in a nice hotel. And you stay in a crappy place. You get to, like...
But you get laid a lot.
Yeah.
True. It makes it worth it.
Yeah. God. Michael Phelps and his gangly teeth probably get all the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he fixed them.
And he's married.
It's still not the worst... It's still not the worst gymnastics thing to happen, though.
What?
Did you see the link I sent you today about the kid who was hanging out with Hugo the Hornet?
Yes. Was that real, though?
That's real.
Do you want to explain the story real quick, and then we'll wrap up and talk about what we're going to do next week on the show?
There's cuss words involved, but yes.
Okay.
You nerds don't know the meaning of embarrassment. Let me enlighten you. Be in third grade at a school assembly. Have to shit real bad, feeling ill and feverish. We all get seated on the gym floor. Holy fuck, Hugo the Hornet is here. Charlotte Hornets NBA team mascot back when they were the Charlotte Hornets. Still to shit so bad that I'm having cold sweats. Wearing gym shorts, no underwear. I had a phase in elementary school where I just didn't wear any. Felt good, man. Hugo the Hornet starts picking up kids and flipping them over in his hands and setting them back down. Starting to feel dizzy from holding in my shit. See him walking my way. He's coming right for me. He picks me up and begins to flip me over. He's squeezing my gut. As I'm upside down, diarrhea begins to fly out of my ass and out of the leg of my shorts, arcing through the air gracefully. Starts screaming. Gets all over Hugo and sprays all over the kids sitting in front of me. Hear a plop on the gym floor as well. It also gets all over my face and in my mouth because I was screaming. Hugo then drops me on my fucking head into a pile of my own shit and hear him loudly say, "What the fuck?" Hugo takes off his head and reveals himself as a black man. He pukes on the floor. The music has stopped. The room is dead silent. Assume the fetal position. Covered in my own shit and can't stop farting / shitting as I lay there. Start crying. Pass out. Wake up with someone carrying me out of the gym, holding me at a distance. The tiny breathable holes in my gym shorts work like a shit colander, leaking shit water everywhere, leaving the hard bits in my shorts. Pass out again. From then on, I was the kid who shit on Hugo the Hornet.
I didn't know there was an audio. I read the story, but I didn't know that there was an audio recording of that.
A friend of mine at work was talking to me about a kid who...
Magic.
Who had cramped his pants, and he had to, it got so bad, he had to switch schools. And I'm like, and then he had another story which involved the same thing. I'm like, man, what school did you go to? That was never a problem.
Well,
there are certain things that are hard to recover from, and I don't think that is recoverable.
No, it's not.
And I love stories about pooping your pants as an adult because it's like a great pastime in my family. But every time we bring it up on the show, it's just me telling stories about me shitting my pants. And none of you guys ever have stories to go with it. So I'm glad that the poor kid, Hugo the Hornet, wouldn't know my pain. But yeah, that's definitely a change school kind of thing.
That's a change states.
Yeah, well, there was a kid who got caught jacking off in typewriting class.
What?
That happens in every school.
Yeah, in every typewriting class. Yeah, and he had to change schools. And that's the only time an embarrassing moment the kid had to change schools.
Oh, there was a kid in my school who got caught beating it 3 years in a row in the same bathroom in the same stall.
Okay, we need more girls in this studio. So freaking bad. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, my friend Justin McMillan in algebra class projectile vomited all over the seat that I was sitting on. But I was able to, it was in Mr. Carley's algebra class, and Mr. Carley freaking hated me. And so, like, he's like, "There's not that much on you. You can keep taking your yes." And
it screw was, you, Mr. Carley. I'm out.
It was on the heels of my shoes. And then the janitor came in to clean it up, you know? And she's like this old lady with like a cafeteria rag.
And the pink sawdust.
Yeah, she slops it on the puke and she swirls it around. And then she flips it over and puts her hand right on the barf. And keeps swirling it around. And it was in the middle of a test. And so my mom went in and fought with Mr. Carley and let me retake the test. Don't you throw up on my new carpet, damn it.
I'm good. Let's just stop talking about swirling barf around.
Okay, no. Well, here's the story. Speaking of gym shorts, when you're in a hurry to use the bathroom, sometimes it dribbles a little bit.
Of course.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, the kids, this is for you. If that happens to you and there's quite a bit, what you do is when you wash your hands, just put it all over your shirt, all over your pants, and say, "Coach, water fountain's broke."
Oh, that's disgusting.
Or you pull the Billy Madison and go, "You ain't cool if you don't pee your pants."
I think Jimmy and I had been married about 3 or 4 years because I at least had a couple kids by then. The first time that I pooped my pants and married him as an adult. And I called him from the phone in the car on the cell phone. He's like, "Hello." I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, nothing. I'm me and Rocky are watching TV." I'm like, "Listen to me. I need you to take the kids downstairs."
Like Liam Neeson.
"And I need you to leave 2 plastic bags in the bathroom." And he's like, "Why?" I'm like, "Just do it. Don't ask any questions. Kids downstairs, plastic bags in the bathroom, and do not come upstairs until I give you it all clear." That was back when I was embarrassed about it.
Hostage negotiations almost.
He's like, "Okay, I won't ask." You know, so yeah.
How many days or weeks was it before he finally asked?
Oh, he found out that night. Like I told him.
Doing laundry.
But I was, no, that stuff gets thrown away immediately. There's no.
Burned.
My own kids, if they pooped up their back, my mom would be like, what are you cutting that outfit off of them? Like, we get my scissors out. I'm like,
another one for the dump.
No outfit is worth having shit on it. Like, it's not worth it. So, no, you just throw that stuff away. We need to, we're supposed to promote something here.
Ambien.
Next week's show. So, like, a long time ago, it was back in the old house, I wrote on the little board, wherever it is, I wrote, can we do a show on Ambien? Question mark. And it was something that we talked about for a long time, and so we're finally doing it. So next week is the Ambien show. So it is a show where Haas and I are going to take an Ambien and then do a show on Ambien.
Yep.
It might be funny. It might not. It might just be a like, we're going to plan the show like regular show prep, like it's going to be a real show.
Yep.
So here's what we're going to do, though. There's a catch.
Yep.
We're going to do the first segment of the show normally.
All right.
And then we are going to go to break.
Okay.
Or we'll take the Ambien on the air. We're going to go to break, and then you and I are going to go sit and watch TV for an hour.
All right.
And then we come back for segment two.
Okay.
Because I've only taken it like four times in my life, and three of the times I just slept all night. But however, the one time that I woke up was insane.
Awesome.
And I'm not going to say what I did, but I mean, people like go. Have you ever taken Ambien?
I don't believe so.
Have you ever taken it, Robbie?
I have a long time ago. And basically, you have to plan the next day around taking it that night.
Oh, really?
See, I don't think so because... Right.
Well, because you're just so tired. It stays in you.
No.
My boss will be so happy.
The only times that I've taken it, it was the opposite for me. Because we're going to take it at like 7 o'clock at night. We're not taking it at midnight.
Okay.
So I think we'll be fine.
Cool.
Because you can't let Haas chicken out because I'm not doing this by myself.
I'm fine.
Now,
we need to have a listener contest on who wants to take care of Haas.
It'll be one of your stalkers.
You get to stay at my house, no molesting the co-host. Now, unless you're a chick, and then it's up for debate.
Now, Haas, I will say this because, you know, I'm a large guy myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wear a CPAP machine to sleep,
okay,
which keeps my airway open because I snore and I stop breathing. When you take Ambien, there is a... Your chance goes up dramatically of not breathing because you're.
Will you stop scaring him? You're going to suck all the fun out of this.
I've already had a sleep apnea test, and I refuse to be on the machine because I think it's stupid.
Well, maybe Robbie needs to come back for this.
I tested way positive for it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And according to like my last two ex-girlfriends, I do the same thing.
His parents. You do what?
Stop breathing in my sleep.
Oh. Your parents are going to take care of you, though. Like, his mom and dad are going to take him home that night. And Jimmy is going to walk my ass up to bed.
So what are you going to do if I die?
Oh, God. Don't die.
Well, I'm going to be passed out asleep.
This show is not insured. So your parents sue me for nothing.
If my risk goes way up of not breathing.
Well, here's my question. Do Haas and I take the same dose? Because I don't know if it's like a size thing or if it's like a brain thing. Because if it's a brain thing, our brains are like the same size.
Let's talk off air about what these real risks are. Because I'm not afraid to do it, but I've already given the double burns to my fingers or double burns to my doctors who've told me I need to be on a CPAP.
Okay.
Because I refuse to do it. So if I'm legitimately putting myself at risk, I need to know.
You're not. Robbie, you're going to scare him.
No, if you just make sure he sleeps sitting up.
Here's what we're going to do. We'll just have a nurse come in on the show.
There you go.
We will have a nurse come.
I'll sleep in a recliner.
Yeah, there you go.
We will have a nurse come and monitor both of our vitals throughout the show.
If I have to sleep in a recliner and that takes care of it, then I'm done. I'm good.
So we need a nurse. We need a nurse who can come be on our Ambien show. And I also need a babysitter, all you Mano sisters, because the kids can't see this. Like, you know, kids, you know, my kids love listening to the radio show sometimes, but seeing their mom on Ambien is not funny,
right.
At least to me. I draw the bad parenting line right there. So
I would also plan your diet. I wouldn't do it on an empty stomach, and I wouldn't do it like... Don't go to like a Chinese buffet and just go all nuts
you
there.
You are taking all of the damn fun out of this, Rob Matt. You are so good on this show until this last segment when you're ruining all my fun. I have assured Haas that this is not a big deal, but that the key with the Ambien, do we have any Ambien experts on Facebook Live?
No.
Does anybody seem to know if Haas and I should take the same dose or not?
I'm sure that I should probably take more than you, but if you've only got two, I'm not going to make you take a half and me take one and a half. We'll just do one on one.
Okay, well, we'll do that. And then, like I said, we'll take it slow. And, you know, we might take it and feel nothing because I'm sure as heck not going to, like, fake anything. Like, that's really stupid.
See, and I never have an issue with falling asleep, like, ever. I'll fall asleep
like that.
What if I can't wake you up for the show?
As long as I wake up eventually, I'm good.
What if you literally, like, because we need to, like, let it take effect. So what if we let it take effect and you're like...
Like, it's a possibility.
Pause. Get your ass up.
Nope. Call me Pinto. I'll be out.
Pinto, get up. You're embarrassing me in front of the neighbors.
Such a good skit.
I know. Okay. You're not going to die.
Okay.
Don't listen to Rob.
I'm fine.
Listen, reach for the stars.
I'm not scared. I'm good.
Reach for the moon. If you miss, you'll land on a star.
All right.
I need to write that down. That was awesome.
You'll never do anything. You'll never see the seas if you don't lose sight of the shore. You'll never do anything fun in life if you don't do the ambient show with me.
I do a lot of fun stuff. I'm doing the ambient show. Have I said I'm not doing it?
No, but okay. I'm scared that Robbie talked you out of it.
No, he didn't talk me out of it, but he just brought something that I hadn't thought about.
Well,
so.
Then guess who's going to be doing the show with me?
But no, he just doesn't do it. But he gave me the solution to it, so we're good.
You sleep in a recliner?
Yeah, I'll just go to my parents' house and sleep in a recliner.
Yeah, make sure one of them stays up in case you start gagging.
Shut
you
up!
Wanna, no, you want to turn him... parents, you want to turn him to his side.
He's
so he
lying.
Doesn't... So
He's
he does.
Lying.
I am not lying. We do lying. Not want him choking on his own vomit.
Your mom is going to not let you do this. Your mom's going to be mad at me. I don't want your mom to be mad at me.
She'll be mad at you.
Should you take like a practice Ambien? That way if you die, it's not on my show.
Yeah, let's go out for drinks. Placebo.
Could you imagine the Facebook Live numbers we'd get if you died on the show?
Oh, that'd be sweet.
We'd be famous.
Yeah, you all. You would.
You'd probably need a really expensive coffin, too.
No, I'm going to get chopped up or whatever they call
burned,
it.
Burned.
Yeah, cremated. Burned. Yeah.
Do you want me to sprinkle you anywhere? Do you have any last wishes before next show?
We'll figure it out. Oh! Yeah, if I die, someone's taking my ashes to L.A. because I already bought tickets to the damn show.
And when Axel's on stage, I'm just going to...
Just huck it.
I'm just going to huck a clump of them out.
Sign this!
Oh, Rob, Matt, thank you for joining the
Thanks
show with us
me.
Today. I love when my old radio buddies come in and visit. Hint, hint, Dan Duffy and all you other people that need to come in and visit. I'm going to have a storyteller show again this week. Just something else came up. We'll always have our crazy Monday show, but one more storyteller show this week. And then, next Monday is the Ambien show. So if there's a nurse out there that wants to come and volunteer her services to take our stats, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and any respiratory therapist, bring an AMBU bag. And,
Shut up!
No, no, and
I'm turning off his microphone. So anyway, if you like the show, share the show. Share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter, share it on Instagram. Write it on your forehead. Just tell people that you love the Kelly Mano Show so that they can love it as much as you do. Until next week, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smartassy. Pause.
It's mainly for the boys, but it goes for the ladies, too. Never make eye contact with anyone when you're eating a banana.
Oh, girls learn that really early. We'll see you guys next week. Come on, fellas, raise your bets, because she ain't seen nothing yet. She's the top of the town. She's the best. Yes. Scary, baby, ginger, posh, sporting, yes. Thank you very much.